A man is dead after a shed fire in Canton Thursday afternoon. Around 5:20, firefighters were called to the 2600 block of Kirby Avenue Northeast on reports that someone may have been inside. Crews found light smoke coming from the shed and discovered an unconscious man. CPR was attempted, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name has not been released. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. No firefighters were injured. The EPA says the Canton area now meets federal air quality standards for lead. The agency is proposing to redesignate the area to attainment after airborne lead levels dropped 98% since 2023. Officials say the improvement follows efforts by state and local agencies, including reducing emissions from the now-closed Republic Steel facility. Monitoring shows lead levels have remained well below federal limits since late 2023. The EPA will now open a 30-day public comment period before making a final decision. The second suspect in a March 25th drive-by shooting in Canton is now in custody. 24-year-old Nadia Brown was arrested Tuesday and arraigned Wednesday in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $100,000. She faces charges of felonious assault and discharging a firearm. Brown allegedly shot at a woman on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 22-year-old Michael Reynolds of Jackson Township, who police say was driving, is charged with complicity and was arraigned last week. Brown and Reynolds are scheduled for a preliminary hearing today. A man is in jail following a domestic incident in Canton. Police say 18-year-old Anthony Gilger of Canton argued with his live-in girlfriend at their home in the 1500 block of 11th Street Southwest Friday night before pointing a handgun at her and threatening her father. He allegedly fired a shot toward Sean Poling, who took cover behind a vehicle outside the home. Gilger, who reportedly had been drinking, fled before being arrested Wednesday. He faces charges including felonious assault. Gilger is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Nimishillen Township trustees approved a one-year software program for the fire department Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The $5,649 program from ESO Solutions monitors run reports, EMS calls, and motor vehicle accidents, along with fire vehicle servicing needs. Firefighter paramedic Alexandria Brown will return to active duty effective April 13th at $23.47 per hour. Trustees will advertise for bids on a 2026 paving program, and fire calls in March totaled 140, with 95 emergency medical service calls and 13 public service assistance calls. Trustees will hold a public hearing at 7 p.m. on April 23rd on fence, wall, and hedge regulations.
The Ravenna Board of Education is moving forward with a high school addition that will house all students in the district. The 96,000-square-foot project is estimated to cost $46 million, with the state covering 76%. The district would pay $12 million. Next year, elementary students will attend Willard and Brown schools, while 7th and 8th graders move to the high school. West Main Elementary will close at the end of the year. The Record Courier reports the addition will include a third gym and separate spaces for different age groups. Voter approval of a levy renewal would help fund the district's share. Construction could start in 2028. A Latonia woman accused of threatening a school will face a reduced charge in municipal court. A Columbiana County grand jury indicted 37-year-old Erin McGuire on misdemeanor aggravated menacing, down from a felony terroristic threat charge. She allegedly told two students January 13th she would blow up the Latonia K-12 school. Police said McGuire was unhappy about changes to bus routes. The city of Salem is appealing an annexation dispute to the Ohio Supreme Court. The case involves a property on Beechwood Road in Perry Township that courts ruled is not contiguous to the city. Lower courts sided with county commissioners last year in denying the annexation. Salem argues the decision could limit future annexations and wants the state's high court to step in. The Mahoning County Board of Elections is moving closer to a new location in Youngstown. Officials say they prefer a former grocery store on Glenwood Avenue after touring the building Thursday. The location is being considered over the Patriot Building in Austintown. The Vindicator reports a final decision will depend on cost and a long-term lease agreement. The proposal was prompted by safety concerns at the current offices at Oak Hill Renaissance Place. A Youngstown man will spend time in prison for a stabbing in the city. 32-year-old Devin Nash was sentenced Thursday to 3 to 4.5 years in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Nash pleaded guilty last month to felonious assault in an October 2024 incident on Ohio Avenue that left two people injured. Both victims were hospitalized. Nash was arrested shortly after the attack. He will receive credit for about 500 days served. Two more defendants have been sentenced in a human trafficking case tied to a pair of Warren massage parlors. 63-year-old Dong Meliadun and 60-year-old Chang Wang each received 3 years probation after pleading guilty in Trumbull County Court to charges including possession of criminal tools, attempted money laundering, and promoting prostitution. Meliadun was also ordered to pay a roughly $22,000 fine and forfeit more than $300,000. The case stems from a Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force investigation into Sunny Spa and Tiger Spa. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.